Now, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with motorcycles because the very first accident that I was involved in that required someone to get to the hospital was with a motorcycle, aka Okada. Back then, GRA Junction, one road wasn't dualized as it is right now. Big traffic buildup, and then somebody hits me from behind. Now, in a bit to calm down, you know, like, hey, what happened? As I opened the door, there was a bike, didn't notice, a bike speeding in between the lanes. I knocked him down. He had a fracture of his femur. We had to take him to the military hospital, which wasn't far off, just close by there. And that's how my day went. Wasn't productive. Spent about, was it about 10,000 naira trying to help that young man? No, it wasn't a young man. It was an older man. Anyway, point is, love-hate relationship. Now, the federal government is considering restricting the operations of motorcycles and mining activities in parts of the country to address the rising insecurity. Now, interesting, two things here, mining activities and motorcycles. But we're going to be focusing on the ban or the proposed ban on motorcycles. Now, the AG, that is the Attorney General of the Federation, and Minister of Justice Abubakar Malami announced this right in State House to the State House correspondent yesterday after the National Security Council meeting. Let's take a listen to that, please.
The government will look into that possibility with particular regard to restrictions on use and distribution of motorcycles, among others, which is the most conventional logistical means being deployed by terrorists. The government is looking at what measures to take in terms of addressing, bridging, and blocking associated source of funding, including payment for ransom. Other considerations were equally put in place, table for consideration of the council with particular regard of correctional service attack. Equally, there were anticipated resolutions arising from the consequences associated with dereliction of duty.
Yes, a lot of things there made mention, but you know, the first one and key for us is the issue of a possible restriction and ban. Now, already across the Federation, there are restrictions, particularly in the major city centers. In most city centers, you wouldn't find motorcycles in operation. All right. Now, as regards the insecurity issue, it's been proven that, look, back in the north, right, northeast, and maybe parts of north central, most of these motorcycles or most of these kidnappers and whatnot, you know, they use motorcycles to carry out that nefarious activity. In fact, at one point in time, when children were kidnapped, the kidnappers demanded for motorcycles to be sent in exchange for the students who were kidnapped. Can you remember that story? Now, motorcycles are relatively inexpensive and a practical mode of mobility. Now, bikes can also get into places that aren't accessible by a car. If you've been to certain villages before where the paths are very narrow, your car can't get through. In fact, there are some places that you have to park your car and take an Okada, take a bicycle, you know, down to those places, all right, so you can meet your loved ones on whatever. Now, it is interesting for us to make mention of this because where you have the world's largest concentration of motorcycles are in usually poorer regions of the world. Now, in Europe, in the West, and other, in quotes, developed nations, motorcycles are a theme of a statement. An identity material, identity item, a luxury item even. People spend nearly $100,000 customizing their motorcycles or buying motorcycles. Brands such as Ducati and Harley Davidson in the US are a big pull for individuals who want to show themselves as independent, expressive, and carefree. They use motorcycles. Now, interestingly, for this conversation, if you look at the most dangerous cities in the world, in 2022, by murder rate, listen, by murder rate, here are your numbers. El Salvador, Jamaica, Lesotho, Honduras, Belize, 12345, Venezuela, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, South Africa, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Nigeria pops up on the list. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nigeria is the 10th on the list. And then let me get things even more interesting and look at the countries that have the most or frequently use motorcycles as a means of transportation. Thailand, number one. Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, all in Southeast Asia, top the top five. Nigeria is on that list as the 8th country. So maybe the government actually has a thing here that they're looking at. You see, the number of the countries that have a lot of motorcycles somehow, right, have high crime rates. Not all of them, please, not all of them. And there is no direct correlation. I'm just putting these two figures in front of you. Make of it what you will. So, finally, my question. Would you be in support of a bike ban as a means to reduce crime? Let's not forget, those who use Okada have families. They have children they've sent to school. I know an individual who uses Okada back in school to literally sponsor his girlfriend for the entire 4 years of her stay in University of Port Harcourt. Do we ban motorcycles? Is this something that we should really be thinking about?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. Then jump onto Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jude. Omoy. Omamegbe. Do? Call. My name is Barry Dikinyadom, the radio governor. I have my PVC, I know my polling unit, and I will vote. Would you be in support of a bike ban as means of to reduce crime? The bike we have in River State of Nigeria, are there the cause of crime in this country? Mm. That's the question. Yes, I'm not in support of it. They should not ban any bike.
They shouldn't ban the bikes, even though we've seen and heard reports of bandits, of criminals, of people. Even in Lagos, the people have used bikes as smartphones.
Do they want to ban keke too?
Mm. Good question, Barry Digadom. Zion is in GRA. Zion, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. I think at this point, the federal government is confused. They have lost touch with the people. And it's a clear cut that the Muhammadu Buhari administration is taking Nigeria backward to 1913 and 1914. It's unfortunate. And indeed, we deserve where we are right now. We voted them in. This old bike they are talking about, these are not the problem. A child commits an offense, and you, the father, you knew that this is a child. You want to punish the old children that is in that house. The children will rebel against you. This is the apprentice that this federal government don't even understand. You are binding the bike for what people are using to survive. There are some environment that the youth, if you see them, that is a source of income.
But Zion, states, nearly all the states, including the Federal Capital Territory in this country, have restricted bike operations within city centers. How is this any different?
It's a bit different. They say the city center because they want to sanitize it for car users, especially the incidents you went through. You just open the door, a bike is you. If you see the bike, you are not the one that caused the accident. So the same governors are trying to protect that. Take your bike to the hinterland, where there is a less car, but a more economical prowess there. This is not a general outside ban. There are names that have been fingered sponsoring Boko Haram, sponsoring bandits. The same attorney general did not mention any of them. The same man. But the same man is coming to tell me that he wants to buy.
They are considering. But wait, Zion. Before I let you go, now I don't know if you're paying attention, but you will maybe have heard or read that in some of these localities where these crimes have been committed, banditry, kidnap, and terrorist attacks, in those rural areas, in parts of the northeast, in Boronu, in Adamawa, reports have had it that the men would come on motorbikes. Even when children were kidnapped last year, if you remember, they told the parents, bring motorbike and we'll give you your children. So isn't this a very clear case that they need to be restricted?
When they went to Kujie prison, was it motorbike they took here? When they went to the Defense Academy, was it motorbike? Came the motorbike, these guys have pillows. They have armored personnel carriers. You are even going to make it more dangerous. They are afraid. That is why they are coming with bikes, because they are afraid of the populace. The moment you remove the bike, they will become so astidious that anything that crosses their path, they are going to eliminate it. President Muhammadu Buhari should face the issue of this bandit in this country. Tucano jets have been offered to him. A lot of equipment have been given to him. Mm. He should do the needful and save Nigeria from this too much talk. Let it not be that before you wind up this administration, they are going to put Nigeria in the verge of crisis.
Thank you very much, Zaya. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Bike ban. Jude, I tell you this morning, my name is J.A.J.
We have 1 minute,
J.A.J. This is
JJ,
just like what our people will say, that is the bomb that pollutes, but the head is the one that receives the knock. That is exactly what the federal government is doing right now, bro. Now, I think the fundamental questions we're supposed to ask is, there are supposed to be army that was guiding that Kujie entrance. They said there were like 4 roadblocks, army, right? How come these bikes have a field day, and we also learned that they were all withdrawn 24 hours before the time? Jude, who withdrew them?
Now,
how come air does not roll? What is Alexander Sholasti doing in office? What is the prison director general still doing in office?
So
they are supposed to be cooling their heads somewhere.
JJ, we have to go on a break right now. It's getting more heated this morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. It's 23 minutes to the top of the hour. And don't forget, later on from 10 o'clock, we will be unwinding. But before we unwind and talk about gifts and talk about giveaways and some moolah, that will be money to you. We have a very interesting conversation we'd like you to join us in this morning. My name is Omamigbe Jude. Thank you as always. Now, yesterday, the National Security Council meeting came through. And then the Attorney General of the Federation said, look, there's such certain suggestions that we are having or that are coming through. And one of them is to restrict Okada, motorcycles, Okada as they're popularly called, because of security concerns. Take a listen to.
The government will look into that possibility with particular regard to restrictions on use and distribution of motorcycles, among others, which is the most conventional logistical means being deployed by terrorists. The government is looking at what measures to take in terms of addressing, bridging, and blocking associated source of funding, including payment for ransom. Other considerations were equally put in place, table for consideration of the council with particular regard of correctional service attack. Equally, there were anticipated resolutions arising from the consequences associated with dereliction of duty.
Now, according to the statistics on the World Atlas, those of you who like to travel, you probably want to use the World Atlas to check out for certain information, number of cars, best hotels, and things like that. World Atlas is a good place to get that. Now, according to World Atlas, the countries with the highest motorbike use, number one, like I made mention earlier on, Thailand. Number one, with nearly 87% of the households having a motorbike, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, China props up at the top five. India is sixth, Pakistan is seventh, and Nigeria is eighth. Now, it's interesting to note that if you go down to the 15th position, you have Colombia and then Tunisia, all right? Egypt is 11th. Now, if we look at another interesting piece of information, looking at some of the most dangerous countries in the world as of 2022, earlier on in the year, right? By murder rates, by the way, by murder rate, El Salvador is number one. Jamaica is number two, interestingly, with 43.8.5 points on that particular ranking. Lesotho, Honduras, Belize, Venezuela, St. Kitts, and then, not surprisingly, I have to admit, South Africa comes up on the list as the top seven. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. South Africa is eighth on the list as one of the most dangerous cities in the world to live in. It's true. And then Nigeria pops up top 10 based on the number of murders per 100,000 inhabitants in the past 2 years. Nigeria, top 10. Now, these are the countries, these wealthy countries that you have bike usages, they are not on the top five list of where you have dangerous cities. Once again, Thailand made mention of, you look at Vietnam, Indonesia, they're not on the list. Now, there is no direct correlation. I'm just using this as a point to look at, okay, if you have too many people on one side, is there a point to be had? However, you do have a very clear and established rates of criminal activities carried out by individuals on motorcycles in various parts of the countries. We have seen videos of people in Lagos just standing by and somebody comes on a motorbike. In fact, two people come, they point a gun, they carry the person's phone, and then they zoom off. This was the norm in many universities across Nigeria. The same thing can be said in the Northeast, where in those rural communities, motorcycles are probably the most efficient way of carrying out goods and services within the state, or within those regions. So, this planned ban is a consideration. Are you in support of it?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. And get onto social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. We'd like for you to join the conversation this morning. What say you? Are you in support? Is this what will help stem the tide of insecurity, particularly in the northeast and north central parts of Nigeria? Good morning to you.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio set. Can you do that for us, please?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Turn off your radio set, please.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I have looked at the issue of banning motorcycles.
Mm. Yes, well, listen to you, please.
Yeah, if you look at it, you discover that a lot of persons survived through these motorcycles.
Fair enough.
And our leaders, it's not going to affect them because they already have their means of survival. And they are not considering the common man. And I also want to say that if you look at the way insecurity is, it's only with bikes. There are a lot of attacks going on without bikes in the country. Even though they recently attacked the convoy of the president, do they use bikes? They didn't use bikes. Don't they shot at helicopter? Do they use bike? They didn't use bike. So using bike, coming to ban bike is not the solution to this thing. They should attack insecurity. They know how to attack it. They know even in the military, in the police, all these military, they know all those who are Boko Haram, who are all these criminals in the mix of them. They should find them out and know how to handle this issue. I'm going to ban bike. I think this is my contribution. I'm Sunday Williams calling from this place. Area.
Okay, Sunday Williams, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for making your contribution to the conversation on WhatsApp. All right, good morning. Another bad policy for me to further impoverish the masses. Has the government been able to provide jobs for the citizens? Most Okada riders are graduates who could not find jobs, hence the result of doing the Okada business as a means of livelihood. If they ban Okada, what would these millions of Nigerians depend on? For me, it is a no-no situation, except they want to turn this country into a lawless country. They should stop implementing policies that are against people, Anthony in Omoku. But Anthony, if you paid attention, Lagos recently did the same thing, restricting the operations of, in quote, Okada motorcycle across several areas in the state for security reasons and above all for traffic decongestion. Williams is in Oyigbo. Williams, good morning to you, and it's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
I'm not in support of ban of Okada in Nigeria. Okada is not the problem of insecurity in this country. They said we should go for our NIN, that once people go for their NIN, that insecurity will be a thing of the past. Today, people have gone for the NIN registration. See, the insecurity is there. They have come up with so many ideas of how to tackle this insecurity, but yet to no avail. So even if they ban Okada in the whole of the country, it will still not solve the problem. Because I know so many people who are doing it, who are graduates, who resorted to driving Okada because there is no job. So if you ban it, those people will resort to going into kidnapping, going into other sorts of
Williams, I don't know if you paid attention. Hello, Williams. I don't know if you paid attention to the news in January and last year in particular, where you had young children in secondary school kidnapped from some schools in Kaduna. And, oh dear. And the kidnappers told the parents. The parents, you know, revealed that to journalists. They told the parents that, look, the kidnappers are asking for new motorcycles. So, reports have had it several times that some small communities had been, you know, invaded, attacked by men on motorcycles. Now, on another hand, you cannot disavow how important it is for some people to have motorcycles. And don't forget, the idea of motorcycles is not just the very powerful ones. You have smaller powered engines, the scooters, those that have automatic gearboxes that a lady can just quietly sit down, turn the gear into drive, and then you're forward moving forever. But if you stop it or you restrict it, the question now is, what is the restriction going to be? Is it an outright ban, nobody can use it? Or is it going to be for commercial purposes? Are you going to restrict people who would use motorcycles for commercial purposes? That's where there's a bit of a challenge. We have a call from Gary in George. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I'm George from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to contribute on this very issue of Okada ban by Malami. The area I want to go, it may not seem that palatable to you, but I will have to mention it. The other time, Malami is against, he has a morbid hatred for people of no. His mind is always that all these people.
George, I have to cut you off there. I must apologize. However, that's a very strong allegation. That's one that could be seen as a defamatory, and it can be seen as inciting because there's no direct proof to what you said. The AGF has not personally said, I don't like a certain group of people. Neither is this ban proposed or targeted at anybody, whether in Nnewi or any part of the country. It was in particularly concerned about those in the northern region where you have terrorist attack and banditry. If you paid attention to the news and if you listen to the reports, once again, for the avoidance of doubt, please, let's get to listen to this yet again.
The government will look into that possibility with particular regard to restrictions on use and distribution of motorcycles, among others, which is the most conventional logistical means being deployed by terrorists.
You hear that? Deployed by terrorists. Deployed by terrorists. Where do you have the highest concentration of terrorists right now? Is in the north central, the northeast, and parts of the northwest right now. So, George, please do bear with us. I'd like to remind you, and to anyone listening again, please do well. When you come on and you want to make comments, everybody has a right of their opinions. You can be emotive, but please do not make unsubstantiated claims. Do not make comments that are seen as derogatory, defamatory, and comments that are seen as inciting, please. Thank you very much. Now, to the messages, right? Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH Igwe Ndubusi says bikes should be banned in north where Boko Haram uses it for criminal activities. All right, thank you very much. Ogu Justice says, but the cut off the network, the ceased the network in those regions. Interesting. What solution did that bring? Does that bring the actions of the people in charge of security doesn't prove that they are knowledgeable. That's true. I understand where Justice is coming from. Justice is basically saying there was a time a part of Nigeria was cut off from the rest of the country in terms of telecommunications. The service providers were asked to switch off for a while in parts of the north, if you remember. All right, and he's asking, what did that improve situations? All right, hello Jude. After they ban motorcycles because undesirables use it, let's accept when they ban cars for the same reason, including traffic congestion. They ban sundown movement for obvious reasons. Let's continue to prevent crime by sacrificing our freedoms rather than facing it head on. B.O.B. Very interesting use of sarcasm there, B.O.B. All right, thank you very much. What Nigerian leaders do is always find a way to punish the poor, especially when the election period is approaching, so that they will use their money to buy their votes when they are hungry. Because what is the work of the police standing on the road? Let them know what we are facing and leave the poor. The poor to survive in whatever way that they have. Lawrence is from Ahoda East. All right, thank you very much, Lawrence. Pleasure to have you join us this morning. Just about 5 minutes. We have time to get one or two more calls. And if you just join us in the conversation, I ask the question, would you be in support of a ban on motorcycles across the country? Now, across the country as it stands right now, in the 36 states and indeed in the Federal Capital Territory, motorcycles, Okada, are not used or permitted in many of the city centers, the capital cities across the countries, particularly for commercial uses. You can, as an individual, have your own motorbike, right? Power bike, whatever it is, and say, oh, this is how you want to be going to work. Fine. But to use to carry people to ferry within the city centers, it's been largely prohibited across the states. That being said, in rural areas, in rural smaller communities, they use motorbikes for obvious reasons. 92.3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, you. Good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
I was on the line before you went on your commercial.
Yeah, thank you. Apologies.
Like I was asking, it means that if tomorrow they use SUV to commit a crime, or ban SUV too, right? Everything that they use, because I also understand that those machine guns, at times they say these guys have gun trucks. This is not planted on motorcycle, right? It's planted on serious vehicles. I've watched ISIS when they are going for operation. I've watched them on Al-Zajera or some other areas where they will have brand new vehicles. They have network everywhere and keep moving in their own dress in vehicles. So we'll ban those vehicles. We'll ban convoy. We'll ban everything, right? This ban is not a good one at all. What about people?
It's a proposed ban.
They're
thinking about it.
To like
Saple Road close to Ologbo area where their farm is. They use it to go through those farm roads because that the roads are not motorable. Even those that are driving park somewhere and track this
down. Yes.
So what happened to those people? What happened to those who the purpose for which purpose is just for farming? And what about those people who said they are doing empowerment? There's no empowerment you see they are doing that they don't give bike. So as far as I'm concerned, this is just a confused idea and it will not work well. If you want to ban bike in Abuja, fine. Or ban it everywhere, not considering those that use it for commercial purpose, farming and all those, is an aberration, dude. It's an aberration.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to have heard and received your comments this morning. All right. Good morning, Jude. I am in support of the ban on motorbikes in the areas of terrorist operations, but not in the states where some people use it as a means of survival. The government should put this into consideration. Emeka from Rumudara. All right. Thank you very much. Aniyete says, Jude, is it not laughable that our leaders are always trying to kill a tree by cutting off its branches? They cut off the telecommunication service in Zamfara State last year. They didn't stop anything. May God give us leaders with intuitive minds and who reason well. All right, thank you very much. That's Aniete. Right, so we'll wrap up now. As always, thank you for your conversations, for your views on the said subject matter. For clarification, it is still a proposal. They've not said it's happening. The AGF just hinted at some of the resolutions and some of the things that were discussed during their meetings. Okay? All right.